It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast.
Yes, it is.
Your end of week edition. What are you up to this weekend, Shauna?
Going to the Drumheller World Record thing tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little more on the podcast here, the Pisscast. On top of that, gonna watch the Leafs game. Have a pretty chill weekend.
Leafs Bruins tomorrow night?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, one of my best buds, messaged yesterday, and he's like, "What are you doing over the next couple weeks?" And I said, "Just the regular." And he's like, "My work let everyone go and paid me out for 7 weeks, and I have a new job starting on the 13th.
Oh, sweet.
He's like, "So I have 2 weeks off and a fistful of cash." And I was like, "Well, come on out." He's like, "I'll see you tomorrow." So he's on his way here right now.
Amazing.
So gonna have a fun weekend with him.
That's awesome.
Supposed to be really nice here. Got a couple of housekeeping items before we get into this. Friend of the show, Tara, asked us an interesting question at like 5:30 this morning on the text line. And she said, "When you're not driving, what do we listen to?" He said, do you have X on when you're listening? Or if not, like, what is your number two program station? What would you say to that, Shauna?
I'm listening to my own playlist.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'll punch around and see what's going on in other stations, obviously. But for the most part, I'll put on a playlist. I don't drive that often. So I always, like, it's a little treat for me to, like, put on a playlist and I'll have one that's kind of curated, then I'll just listen to that. Yeah. But it's alt rock. Like, I love alt. So outside of our station, it's still other alt. Basically. Yep. But yeah.
I listen to almost exclusively podcasts, audiobooks, and talk radio.
Right.
Because I'm always looking for more things to talk about on this show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do enjoy just listening to music, but I feel like I could be using that time to research for our show.
Yep.
If we're driving with the family and we're not playing our own music, then X is usually the station that we're on. And if not, often Wild 95.3.
Right.
Listen to country because McKenna really likes country. So
totally.
That would be our second programmed preset in our vehicles. Oftentimes I'll get into my vehicle and it'll be on Wild 95.3 because McKenna was listening. And I'm like,
my second might be Virgin.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you need a little pick me up, a little ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. And my good friend works at Virgin too, but.
Also got a message from friend of the show, Mark, who he was listening to us talk about how expensive grad is for people.
Yeah.
So he is a director on with a nonprofit organization called Adopt a Grad Canada. And they provide gently used grad suits and dresses for any grads who can't afford it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said, like, no questions asked. They don't look like they don't ask for any proof that you can't afford it or anything.
Nope.
And he pointed to, he said there are some other like initiatives like this, but they heard of one organization where a guy wanted a dress for grad and they wouldn't give it to him.
Okay. So
he said his organization is all inclusive. Like you can you can get whatever you want from there.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I thought that was really nice. So it's called Adopt a Grad Foundation of Canada, and you can learn about them at adoptagrad.ca. If this
Sweet.
Sounds like something that would benefit you, or if you can help them out in any way, he's a very loyal Venus head. So I told him I'd give them a plug on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
We could ramble on about what you're going to hear, or we could just dive right into it after your out of context clip.
Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was driving behind a vehicle yesterday that had a bunch of big decals or decals on the back window representing all the teams this person cheered for.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yep, Flames, Stamps, Jays.
Oh good, lots of good teams. Yeah.
There used to be a vehicle in my neighborhood that had all their teams and like two NFL teams, like two different NFL teams.
Oh wow,
the back window.
Two of them. Okay.
And it's fairly common, right, for people to customize their vehicle with a sticker representing something that they're into or something that they see as part of their identity.
Yeah, totally.
But it's funny how it's totally normal to say something like, "I like this team," through the use of a sticker.
Yep.
Or, you know, "I like skiing or snowboarding or mountain biking." Well, other activities would be very weird to display like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The more mundane activities, perhaps. Yeah.
I like stretching. Well, you can't really put that on the back window of your vehicle. That'd be weird if it just said stretching.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I like doing.
I like fish.
I like fish.
I like fish, not fishing. I like fish.
Like reef
like
tanks
the taste
and stuff.
Like, yeah, or, yeah. That too.
Or foods. Grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Love grilled cheese.
Big beef jerky fan. real into the jerky over here.
I guess you could have like a brand of big, of
I guess
beef jerky.
So.
Could,
if it's a cool brand, but.
Good.
Yeah.
Because yeah, sometimes people will like hint at what they're into indirectly. You know, like if you have a Patagonia sticker on your back window, you're telling everyone, I'm outdoorsy. Mm-hmm. I like the outdoors.
I like vegan chips. Yeah. Like, very specific. Just the vegan ones. Yeah.
That would be so weird to see.
Yeah.
But yet. Sports teams are totally fine. And I'm guilty of it, too. I have a Boston Red Sox license plate holder, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's because, the more mundane activity. Like, I like polishing my boots. It's therapeutic.
I like mowing the lawn.
I'm a boot polisher. boot polisher over here.
I love polishing boots, Shauna.
I know.
But I can't have a big sticker that says polishing my boots on the back. Like,
sir, we could probably stand to not know that about you.
I like my wife, McKenna.
Yes.
Big deckle. Back window. Yeah. I like my wife, McKenna.
That's it. Yeah, good. I like
you,
shaving.
Bud.
It feels good.
Feels good on my skin.
It feels good to shave. The Beckler and Shauna podcast. So we were talking about how there's various ways of saying body, and we always say it a little bit strange. Body.
Body.
Bodies. So I yesterday started this thing where we're doing a little body supercut.
Yeah.
So we're taking all the strange ways of saying bodies, all the different ways we've heard bodies in songs. There's a lot of different ways that we've heard people who are commentating on athletes talk about bodies as well. We're going to piece them all together.
We did this with how country singers pronounce the word truck.
Yes.
They don't say truck, they say drug.
No.
Drug.
And so there's a lot of different odd ways of saying body as well. So anyway, after we talked about this yesterday, lots of friends of the show were messaging in with other bodies to add to the body supercut. This is still very elementary in, of course.
Early days.
But it will grow and it will blossom to something beautiful. So here's what we've got so far with the body supercut.
Body. Buck Martinez at the end there.
Always has to be at the end. Body. There's a lot of strange ones. There's the body and the bodies and then the body.
It comes at you so fast.
It
I
really
would like
does.
To hear it once more
okay,
if I could.
Yeah, for
can
sure.
You rack
Let's,
that up again?
Yeah. Ready for it? Oh, come on now. Come on.
Body. Nice work. Okay.
It'll grow.
I think this I recognize almost all of those clips. I could tell you where they're from.
That would be a fun game too. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to do that sometime.
Identify the body.
We'll just pick a random one in there and be like, what's that one? Yeah. Okay.
If there's any we're missing, please send them our way.
Go to the morgue.
Yeah. Go to
the morgue. Identify the body.
Identify the body.
Body.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Earlier this week on the show, we were kind of poking fun at CBC. And some of the shows, some of their original programming on TV.
Yeah.
It seems like there was that show that they were advertising. It was
Maestro Fresh West, like making sandcastles or something at the Bay of Fundy.
That's
and you're
exactly
like, what
it.
In on earth?
Race
yeah.
Against the Tide, I think it was called.
Right,
and we're like,
yes.
Man, it seems like they just pick like things out of a hat and they're like, all right, we'll put these three things together and make a show
100%.
Out of it. So that's what we did.
Yes.
You and I came up with a bunch of different ideas. We put them in different cups here.
Yeah.
And we made a video of this on Wednesday because we actually physically do have the cups in front of us.
We
here.
Do.
This
yeah. I'm
just
shaking
a joke.
Them up here. Yeah.
So would you like to make a few more CBC shows? We got a great reaction to this.
So, yeah. Okay.
And you can see that video on our social media accounts. So the three categories to remind you are person, scenario, and geographic location in Canada.
Yes.
We take one from each and we pitch a CBC show.
Yes.
What you want to start with person, Shauna?
I do, yeah. So I've got a former Olympian here.
Okay.
Former Canadian Olympian. And the scenario is a small town rink.
A small town rink.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
So a former bobsledder or something.
Yeah.
Small town rink.
In Sudbury, Ontario. Wow, that's very fitting.
Donovan Bailey is the new caretaker of the small town rink in Sudbury, Ontario.
That's a great show.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, that jump great.
Donovan doesn't know how to drive a Zamboni.
No. He'll learn.
What will happen?
The crisis at the small town rink with Donovan Bailey.
Give us another.
Okay,
give us
here
another.
We are. We've got Fifi Dobson. Yep.
Canadian pop
sensation Fifi Dobson. That makes sense. Okay.
What's Fifi doing?
Fifi is. Oh, get out of here. Oh, they're all attached. Sorry. Fifi is at a meat draw at the Legion.
This is shaping up to be the best one yet. Where is this Legion, Shauna?
And the Legion is in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Hey, did you see Fifi Dobson won the meat draw at the Legion? In the Sioux?
That's a riveting show. I will watch that all week long.
One more.
Okay, we got a Somali Canadians.
Somali Canadians, okay. the whole Somali Canadian community. CBC loves this. Here we go.
Absolutely. At a Chinese restaurant.
Well, that doesn't
even
make
in a small town, of course.
And where is the Chinese restaurant?
In Shambhala.
Shambhala? So what's happening in this show is you have a group of Somali Canadians.
Yes.
And they are going to run a Chinese food stand at the Shambhala Music Festival.
Yes. And it's going to be a very lovely...
Hilarity will ensue.
Absolutely.
Because they don't know how to run a Chinese restaurant.
They sure don't.
Nope. And Shambhala has some characters that a recent immigrant from Somalia might not be used to.
That's great, you know? Although I really am interested to see what Fifi Dobson does at that meat draw.
What's she going to do with all that meat? Tune in to CBC Gem this fall.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Etymology with Shauna.
I've got a couple etymologies for you, Beckler.
Let's have them.
First of all, the word noon.
Noon.
Meaning, 12, of course, noon. 12 noon.
Midnight is obvious, but yes. What about noon?
So the term comes from the Latin phrase nona hora, meaning the ninth hour. Nona hora, ninth hour.
But it's not the ninth hour.
No.
It's the 12th hour.
But here's the thing. In both Latin and Old English, the term referred to the hour of 3 p.m. And at the time, 3 o'clock was an important prayer hour called nonas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they do a lot at 3 p.m. So that was a very significant time.
I think it's because Jesus was thought to have died at 3 o'clock.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, the devil's hour is 3 in the morning, the opposite end, right?
Totally.
The witching hour.
The fact that it shifted to noon, though, no, like to 12, no one is really certain why that happened. There are a bunch of theories. Some people think that it was maybe just unreliable medieval timekeeping, that it eventually just kind of shifted slowly, or happened as the Industrial Revolution and, like, as we started working and we started actually shifting our lunches to that noon time. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows really why it shifted, but it was a very slow progression from 3 p.m. But yeah, it was the ninth hour. That's where we get noon from.
Probably similar to how the last 4 months of the year don't correspond with their prefixes to which month they are. Like, September's not the seventh month. October's not the eighth
but
month.
November.
Well, I was going to say.
The ninth. Yeah.
November is the 11th month.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's because of the addition of July and August
right.
to the Gregorian calendar.
And then here's another really quick one to add on because I didn't know this, but the name George means earth worker. And it comes from the same root as geologist or geography. George.
No way.
And it all has to do with the earth, right? So I never thought of that really quick. I was like, oh, so George just means earth worker.
Do you think there are Georges walking around who didn't make that connection?
I don't know.
If
you're
geologist.
A George and you're listening right now, George, did you know that your name means earth worker and it's the same as geologist, the same root?
In the same vein,
mm-hmm.
Does Terry come from the root word terra, meaning earth?
Oh.
Is Terry of the earth as well?
I don't. Yes. Just the salt of the earth, Terry is.
Salt of the earth, Terry.
I'll have to look into that as well.
He's got earth on his face.
He does, yeah.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I came across this TikTok video, and it's this young girl explaining pretty girl privilege, or pretty privilege as she calls it.
Okay.
The privileges you get when you're good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very long video. It was so compelling, I couldn't stop watching it, though. Like, she was just explaining this in a way that I hadn't heard before.
Amazing.
I have pulled a couple of the most relevant clips for you here.
Okay.
But the gist of it is she says there are 3 different tiers to pretty privilege. And I'm curious to get your take on this, Shauna, as a woman.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Pretty privilege has 3 tiers. There's entry level, 8 tier, and model status. So entry level pretty privilege includes all the girls that are a little bit above average looking, but they're not like the prettiest girls you've ever seen, but you would definitely consider them pretty. You can get free drinks at a bar. People want to help you if you're in need. People are generally nice to you. You're pretty enough to be treated well because of it, but you're not pretty enough to make a lifestyle out of it.
So that is what she calls the lowest tier of pretty privilege.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So one level above that is what I call eight tier, and that's your eights of the world. And these girls are generally the prettiest girls in the room. They're the prettiest girls you see in real life. Instead of being able to access benefits, you're getting offered benefits. So people will give you free drinks without even talking to you. People will give you free food. People will just give you free things, honestly. People flock around you. Either girls really want to be your friend or they're very jealous of you and they hate on you. And boys are very obsessed with you.
Okay, yep.
That's the second tier.
Yep.
Third.
And the final pretty privileged tier is model status. And that's going to be your nines and tens. These are going to be the people that you almost never see in real life. These people make a living off of how pretty they are. They can get almost anything for free. They can get anywhere for free. They can get into the upper echelon of society just because of the way that they look.
So what is your take on all that, Shauna?
That's pretty funny.
Is it accurate?
I think there's some truth to that, yeah.
Yeah?
It's hilarious because I went to Vegas few years back now, and it was a friend of mine and her cousin is absolutely gorgeous. And the amount... So we got there a little bit later than her, and she shows up with a limo for us because she just convinced some dude to just, pick us up in a limo for free. So we get there, and there's free champagne in this limo that she then got for free. The whole weekend, she was getting everything for free. Like, she was getting drinks from everybody for free. We got into different clubs and stuff for free. It was nuts. And it is, she's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
So which tier would she fall into?
She'd be the... like second to almost
bubbling
so
over.
Pretty that she, yeah, she's again, she's absolutely stunning, but it was crazy to see. She would just walk up to people and everybody, yeah, just wants to give her everything. Be like, here, take this, take my life. It's good.
I believe, I know a few people who, like you said, are kind of like on the border between those, the top and middle tier.
Yeah.
And it just seems like they live these incredible lives. You know, they're always on trips and they're friends with celebrities and it's like, yeah. How? Just from being good looking, you just have a limo waiting for them.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, you have to obviously be approachable. You have to, there's other things on top of
do
that.
Do you though? Because there are people who just want very attractive people around them.
Maybe.
And are willing to just bring you along if you're good looking enough, I think.
So this girl, she was still like, she was really fun and she liked to talk to people, right? So that's how she's got into these discussions to begin with. She
okay.
didn't just stand there and look. But you're right. Even those, yeah, if you just stand there and are speechless, I'm sure other people be like, yo, I just want you around me. So
yeah. I thought weird. This part she said about the girls in the second tier where if you're good looking enough, like people either want to be your friend or they already hate you.
Yeah.
Because you're too good looking,
which is also crazy. Yeah
It is funny though, and I mean, like, maybe you could hear some of how you're treated in this depending on how good looking you are, but like sometimes I'll feel good about myself and then I'll meet someone who's really good looking. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh right. Like, oh, you're hot, I'm not, right? Just based on the doors that open for them, how the world...
compare yourself that way to other people either, right?
No.
Like, it's just, yeah, you're good looking, it's good, yeah, it's fine.
But if you're so good looking, you just get everything and like, you can make a career out of being good looking.
Oh, yeah, and when this girl arrived in the limo and got all that, I was just like, holy hell, that's impressive. My God.
The rest of us are
so
forced
much.
To have personalities.
I have to pay for things.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
On the other hand, I think like with pretty privilege comes some pretty drawbacks. This message came from a friend of the show, Cam, and he said, I went to school with a girl who was pushing the upper tier. Like, she got flown to London by a modeling agency just to see what it was all about, not even to participate.
Wow.
The thing is, she hated it. She knew she was treated differently because of how pretty she was, and it really got to her. She didn't know if people wanted to be friends with her or for her looks. We ended up in a few university classes together, and she told me how badly it messed with her mental health to the point where she got pretty severe depression and stopped taking care of herself.
Jeez.
That ended up being a great thing for her because she met a guy who clearly liked her for her. They ended up getting married, and as her mental health improved, she got her looks back, so to speak, and he jokes about how he ended up with a surprise babe. Not why he married her, but a bonus.
Hmm.
And I think... I agree with Cam. I think that could be true, too.
Totally.
I feel like it would be similar to having extreme wealth, where you'd always have this paranoia, where it's like, does this person actually like me, or are they just using me because of my money or my looks?
100%. Even, like, celebrities and stuff, right? In money that way as well. It's funny, because I used to work with, this is a much smaller scale, obviously, but I worked in Toronto with George Stompoulopoulos for a little bit. And that was right when he was still doing stuff on Much Music and stuff as well. And so there were a lot of girls who would come in, and our studio was like this open door policy, so you could walk in at any time. And there were tons of girls that would come in and fully fangirl over him and just like go crazy and stuff.
Yeah, and I have that problem too.
Yeah, for sure. So I would be working with him, and I'd kind of witness this. And then when it came to me, like, we got along really well. And I think the reason was because I wasn't fangirling, and he really respected our friendship because I wasn't somebody who was in it for just because he is who he is. And he kind of picked up on that. And I think like those people, he were pretty rare for him. And so when he met them, he kind of latched onto them a little bit because, again, it's like so many people would just be, you know, girls coming up to him or fangirling and don't have any actual substance or want to talk to him about real life, right? And that would be tough. It would.
A friend of mine, her dad is very wealthy, and apparently he's miserable just because he doesn't trust anybody. Yeah. Like, everybody is after his money. Everybody. And you would develop that sort of paranoia, I think.
Yep.
And I think looks would be even worse because you know that you're on borrowed time. If your superpower, if you're the reason why you get this treatment is because you're so good looking, it's going to end eventually. You know that there's a best before date for this.
I mean, and wealth you can hide sometimes a little bit, right? So, but whereas looks, you see it immediately. You're
that's
like,
right.
Yeah, that's, yeah, there's no hiding that.
There's hiding it.
I guess you could wear disguises, you know, shave your head. I don't know, do something like that. But
deliberately make yourself ugly.
Yeah.
And then when that eventually fades and you're just a regular person, I bet the world feels very cold and isolating because you're like, well, why isn't everyone being so nice to me? Why aren't doors opening everywhere I go? Mm-hmm. That's because this is what life is like for an average looking person.
Yeah.
So that could probably be.
Yeah, totally.
So Cam said, and like you guys were saying, people can be so cruel about it, where people hated her purely over her looks. And he said, I was shocked at university when she approached me in class, but it's because I was somewhat familiar and wasn't a brand new person ogling her over her looks. That was the bar for her. And I remember thinking how sad life must feel that way.
No kidding.
So it sounds like maybe...
Very sad.
Being an 8? Like, if you could come in right around an 8?
Yeah. If you're kind of hovering in and up. But yeah. That's a good place to be.
Yeah. Where, like, life is still pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. But it's not like your looks aren't going to destroy you.
No.
Huh. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for that message, Cam.
Yeah, thanks, Cam.
And thank you to Shane Holmes, the sponsor of this pisser.
I mean, if you don't want to see your looks, I wonder if you could you customize it to have no mirrors? Could you be like, take out all the mirrors in the bathroom?
A no mirrors house.
No mirror. That would be terrifying.
Or all
that
mirrors.
That would be super. Or all mirrors.
If you're like a narcissist.
Yes.
I'm just so beautiful.
I would like mirrors everywhere, please.
Caught a glimpse of myself in a car window the other day, and I got dark before I was able to move on.
Have you ever seen mirrors on a ceiling anywhere?
Yeah, I used to... that penthouse I used to live in that I rented from my buddy.
Right, of course.
The Pussy Palace.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't know if I ever told that story on the podcast or not. Maybe a story for another day, but yeah, there was a ceiling on the mirror in his bedroom. He didn't live there, but... So I had the place to myself.
It was called the Pussy Palace.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a sign that
there
said...
There was a custom mirror as you walked in.
Jesus. Speaking of NART, like, that's some next level stuff there. Wow.
I had so much fun living there.
I'm sure.
I barely paid anything for rent, and I was single at the time.
If I ever walked into a dude's house and it said Pussy Palace on a mirror, and there was a mirror on the ceiling, I would immediately turn around and leave. Like, I would never go back there.
On the elevator ride up, I'd have to explain to people. It's like, just so you know.
Yeah.
This isn't mine.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not mine.
You certainly would have to.
I respect women.
He probably said the same thing. It's not mine, I swear. Holy crap.
But yeah, I'm sure Shane Holmes could configure some mirrors around your place. Yeah. For whatever you're up to there.
For your custom Pussy Palace, yep. Sorry.
How's
it
going?
Shane Holmes
will customize your Pussy Palace for sure. They have a floor plan called that?
This is our standard Pussy Palace floor plan. Here it is.
Our three most popular floor plans. The Cascade, the Pussy Palace, and...
Would you like the Extreme Pussy Palace or the mid-range Pussy Palace?
Can we acknowledge how cool it is that they allow us to make those
jokes? This might be the line.
Yeah, we'll find out,
I guess. We'll find out, yeah.
Learn more about Shane Holmes at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes!
The better... The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I'm sure you saw this, Beckler, but there are Oilers donuts showing up at Tim Hortons in Calgary right now.
I didn't see this, and I don't like it.
This is a Canadian faux pas. And
yeah.
Tim Hortons should know better, as a chain that is based off of a hockey player, to not bring the rival team's donut into the city. Like, what are you doing?
I hope they're all going stale.
Honestly, I looked at that. I was just like, no, if I go to a Tim Hortons and I see an Oilers donut, I was like, maybe I'll buy them all and then throw them at people. What can we do with them?
Feed them to the dogs.
Light them on fire. Throw them on the ice like they do their jerseys. You know what I mean? Like, just toss them. Honestly.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
I think sometimes
people make the assumption that everybody is behind a Canadian team if they go on a run.
No.
Just because they're a team in Alberta. It's like, it couldn't be further from the truth. I want to see the Oilers fail spectacularly.
Yeah.
I watched the Bruins to see them win, and then I watched the Oilers to see them lose, hopefully.
That's just proof that Tim Hortons is owned by an American company now. I was like, if it was still the original, no one would do that. Anybody that who mistake. Knows about hockey would ever make that mistake. Oh, it's the same province, so they're cheering for that team now. No.
There's the odd, I think, say Flames fan who is okay with seeing the Oilers do well.
Yeah.
You know, like my neighbor Dean, for example, said, he's like, I want to see any Canadian team win it, even the Oilers. And I was like, well, you're a bigger man than I, Dean.
Any Canadian team except the Oilers is my way of saying. I'm like, Vancouver, okay. I'm shockingly would be okay with
Winnipeg,
them.
All right.
Winnipeg, all right.
Leafs,
yes, of course, as a big not the Oilers, though.
No,
anyone but the Oilers.
Anybody. Send it somewhere boring.
Yeah.
Before it goes to Edmonton.
My God. Can you take... Yeah. If I see Oilers... All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take those donuts, all right? And you're going to put them right in the trash.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I have this ungodly pimple on the inside of my bicep.
Oh, God.
The underside of my bicep.
For it. Ew.
Yeah. And it's like...
Oh,
it's
that's
like nothing I've ever had before.
Is that a pimple or a spider bite?
Well, I wondered if I didn't.
Are
get
you
like,
infected?
Like, is it spider
Holy,
eggs inside?
Look at the size of that thing.
I know. It's so painful. Oh, I've had to modify my workouts
because
if my arm brushes my side, it hurts too much.
Okay, that's something. It's funny you mention this though, because it's really weird. I have this like heater on my neck. It's kind of gone now, but. I don't know where this came from. Like it was here.
A friend, I can't really see it under your hair. Is it real bad?
It's lost in my hair. I mean, everything is lost in there, but it's in there. I promise.
A friend was over on the weekend and he had a heater on his neck too. And it was like, must be the time of year or something.
Yeah. Like,
is
weird.
The seasonal change.
Maybe.
Pressure changes. I don't know, but this is crazy. Like this thing is so big. I think we got to give it a name.
Oh
Shauna.
My God. That is awful.
Look at that thing.
That looks like what is going
on
there?
It looks.
You should get
even
that
look like
checked.
I know.
Oh my God.
I hope it's not spiders.
Oh God. Is there a tick in there? Or?
Give it a name.
My God.
What would you call that thing? Zit Romney?
That's a pretty good one. Zitney Spears.
Zitney Spears. I had Zitney Spears too.
Yeah.
Adolf Zitler.
Pimple Stiltskin, just because it sounds good, but.
Susan Boyle. Boyle of Olay.
Zitney Murphy. Eartha Zit. Brett the Zit Man Hart.
Boiling gas, taking
Brett
a job.
Brett the Zit Man Hart.
taking a job in the Boyle fields of Alberta here up in the Boyle Patch.
Oh, my God.
Blemish Shell Obama.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's a stretch.
Bill Pimpolman winning the Pim Pulitzer Prize over here.
Bill Pullman. Okay,
Bill Pullman.
Sorry.
The Pim Pulitzer Prize. I won it.
Oh, God. Sorry. I got lost there.
Stay with me.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So tomorrow, Drumheller is attempting to break the dinosaur costume world record. And they're inviting people to come out to Drumheller to dress up like a dinosaur and be a part of this. And you and I talked about this a while ago, Beckler, because I'm going. Because
you were part of the Dundurn, Saskatchewan world record for blow up dinosaurs, right?
Sure was. So Carrie from Travel Drumheller heard this and she reached out to us. So she's on the phone right now. Carrie, how many people are you expecting to show up tomorrow?
Our guests around the office right now is 2,500 to 3,000.
Wow.
We have booked out all of the hotels.
What about campgrounds? Is anybody camping this early or?
There is. Dinosaur RV Park is open for RVs. Okay. You could bring a tent, but you'd probably get pretty chilly.
That's hilarious. So I was there for the big world record that happened in Dunder, Saskatchewan. Yeah. And it was funny because there were a bunch of people that were camping there, and they were saying that like they met a bunch of other dinosaurs, and so they were all bonding and they were dancing around the campfire in their dino suits and stuff. So I think it's going to get a bit carried away, especially
if,
like, it's closer and easier to get to for everybody.
What was the record in Dundurn?
I'm trying to remember now.
It was like 1169, but it's a different record than what we're going for.
Oh.
What is the record you're going for?
Theirs was purely inflatables. Ours is like any dinosaur costume. It has to be a full body dinosaur costume.
Ah.
And the record's only 252.
252 people?
Yeah.
So there's no way we're not beating. You're telling me that I'm going to have two world records under my belt after this weekend.
Two. Yeah.
Is Guinness World Records coming out to like adjudicate it?
Yes, we have the adjudicator coming in on Friday. So, and then he will be here for the entire event.
Do you think it's going to be insane to get in to Drumheller?
I don't think it'll be insane to get in. We have a map on our website that has all the parking lots.
Yeah.
So it'll be getting into those parking lots early enough that you can walk downtown.
What time would you recommend people show up?
Be here just before 10, start heading downtown.
Okay.
You'll have lots of time.
And do you know, are there any like events surrounding the world record?
Yeah.
There are. We're actually doing an official pre-party at the plaza that starts at 6:30 till 8:30. And Redhead Mac is coming from Calgary to play. And then we are doing the adult pre-party at Yavis's Prop Room Lounge. And then we'll have our event on Saturday. The fire trucks are going to be out. We're going to have Barney's and their live dinosaurs out. There's going to be a car show. We're going to have food trucks. It's going to be a whole thing. The Napier Theater is doing the original Jurassic Park matinee at 2:00.
Cool.
And there is $5 to get in, cash only. So it's like $19.94 prices. And then we're doing the after party out at the Last Chance Saloon with Murphy Waters.
And you said full dinosaur costume. So question, an inflatable where you are riding the dinosaur, where your head is exposed, but the inflatable dinosaur is around you. Is that not going to count then?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know, because I know there were a few people with those ones at the Dundurn one. So good to know. Don't use those ones.
Don't use those ones, but we're going to have everybody come downtown. We have bracelets that are numbered, and that's how we're going to do our count.
Awesome.
And if people are coming with small kids, we'll have other bracelets to write mom or dad's phone number on it, just in case they get lost.
Yep.
One thing that I learned from doing this last time, maybe have your dinosaur wear like a scarf or have something that is a bit distinct, because when everyone is in the exact same costume, it's very easy to lose your friends.
Yeah, I bet. And that's how you make new friends.
Are you guys still encouraging more people to come out, or do you think you're going to be at capacity?
I love it.
More the merrier?
More the merrier.
More the merrier. We'll figure it out.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I was in a public bathroom the other day, and I will go to great lengths to avoid using a public toilet if I can.
That's fair.
But sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And there was a fella in the stall next to me who was, like, he was watching videos on his phone or something, but, like, quite loudly.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, everybody's on their phone in the bathroom, man, but we all try to pretend that we're not.
Right.
Like, you be a gentleman about it. You don't have the volume cranked all the way up.
Yeah. Although I've noticed that more people do put some music or something on, which is fair. It's like we've talked about, in Japan, the toilets, you can play music with them. They have music. You just hit the button, and it's a courtesy thing, right? They also have the courtesy flush button. So if you want to distract away from any of the sounds in the toilet, there's many ways of doing that. You could just have a constant flush or the music. So, I mean, I don't mind it.
Do they have the flimsy ass stalls that we have in North America?
No.
Or do they have like where it's a separate room?
It's like full. There's no gaps anywhere, unlike here, so where, like, you can basically see through.
You can see each other's shoes.
Yes.
Like, if that divider wasn't there, we could rub elbows. And I'm like,
it's true.
Could you turn the volume down just like to pretend that you're not there, man?
Yeah, it's true.
And the worst part was, whatever he was watching, the music that was playing on it was the Halloween theme song.
Oh, okay.
What's going on over there, man? You having a spooky poop over there, are you?
A spooky poopy?
Scaring it out
of you? Are you poopy spooky?
Come on, man.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Did you see the clip of the dude who got hit in the head with a home run ball at an LSU game?
No, I didn't.
It's,
was he not paying attention or did he just miss?
Okay, so he had his glove out and he was trying to catch it. And then he missed and it hit him right in the head.
He just wasn't much of an athlete.
Now, this man has a big head too. And he like, it got like, this is a big, which is probably, it probably worked in his favor because I think it would have knocked him out otherwise. But
he had so much dome that it protected him.
Oh my God. He got interviewed. So here, just a little quick clip of that.
I mean, it was on a rope and, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years and I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming and hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour fastball. Home run ball, yes.
109-mile-an-hour.
That's how fast it came off the bat?
Yeah. And it right to his right dome again.
Noggin,
thank
eh?
The Lord that he had a good, solid head on him, a good, strong head on him, because holy...
Ow. He's got a
oh
melon
God,
on him, eh?
Giant dome.
One of them liability melons.
Yeah, right,
thing
off
is gonna,
right off my dome.
Right off my dome.
I got,
got myself a goose egg.
But
it's a beautiful night at the ballpark. There's Blue Jays baseball.
I think Buck just got hit, but I think he's dead.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.